From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. After a 16-day delay, the employment report for September was finally released today. The most anticipated report of the month was knocked off schedule by the government shutdown. And as NPR's John Idsty reports, when it arrived this morning, it didn't quite live up to expectations.
Economists had anticipated that about 180,000 new jobs were added to payrolls in September. That's close to the average for the past 12 months. But the long-awaited data fell short. Just 148,000 new jobs were created in September. Mylon Mulrain, an economist with TD Securities, blamed the hiring slowdown on the growing uncertainty about a government shutdown and debt default back in mid-September when the data was collected.
And going into the possibility of a government shutdown, I think you as a business owner will be reluctant to engage in hiring or investment decision. I think that's what's being reflected here.
Mulrain says the weaker-than-expected hiring represents a slowing momentum in the labor market, largely due to the uncertainty created by the Washington standoff. But Jim O'Sullivan, chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics, isn't so sure. He says the 148,000 jobs created is a pretty good number, especially when you consider that over the past year, the first estimate of monthly job growth has later been revised upward by about 25,000 jobs on average. And he points out today's drop in the unemployment rate to 7.2% continues the downward trend in that important measure.
You know, every month people are inclined to dismiss it. Well, say that hey, the economy is not that strong, that it's being overstated by the weakness in the participation rate, that people are dropping out. And undoubtedly, that's been part of the story over the last couple of years, is the unemployment rate has come from a high of 10% down to 7.2% now.
But O'Sullivan says it's not just a statistical illusion. He says the fall in the unemployment rate is an indication of legitimate improvement in the job market. O'Sullivan acknowledges, though, that there's a question about the relevance of this employment report, which reflects the situation before the government shutdown. Jason Furman, who recently took over as chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, agrees.
It's really about a month ago that these jobs numbers are for, and a lot has happened in economic policy since then. And so what we're most interested in is where do things stand, you know, right now.
And Furman says all indications are that the economy was negatively affected by the shutdown.
And there's no question that the economy suffered a real hit in the first half of October.
In fact, the shutdown is likely to subtract 120,000 jobs from the employment report for October, says Furman. While the job market has made steady progress in the past 3 years, Furman says it still needs improvement, and Washington has to stop erecting obstacles and find things both parties can agree on to boost job growth.
Whether it's investing in infrastructure, investing in education, reforming our business tax code, bringing our deficit down over the medium to long term, you know, there's an awful lot of things we should be able to agree on that would actually help the economy.
While job growth was weaker than expected in September, today's report appeared to hit a sweet spot for the financial markets, which rallied today. That's because it didn't show the economy tanking a month ago amid uncertainty over the threat of default and a government shutdown. But at the same time, says Mylon Mulrain, the report showed enough weakness to suggest the Fed won't pull back its stimulus.
This report suggests that the economy is not necessarily in any shape to handle a slowdown in the pace of monetary stimulus.
That was the conclusion also reached by lots of other economists. Many of them are now predicting that the Fed won't start dialing back its $85 billion a month in monetary stimulus until March of next year. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.